Number two factor producing a top crop is seed placement. Can you have good seed placement without good soil conditions? No. If a farmer doesn't have number one in place, he won't have number two, good seed placement. Seed placement is all about seeding depth and proper seed-to-soil contact. Despite the fact that implement sellers tell farmers they can drive 10 miles an hour to plant, unless you have a perfect field, you will not be successful. In addition to good singulation, the goal is to have every plant emerge within 12 hours of each other. Any plant that is one of the two leaves behind will not produce to its potential. The key is accuracy, not speed. Spring is not the time to focus on speed. It's a time to focus on accuracy. Every grower should be instructing his planting team on accuracy and not speed. It seems everyone in production agriculture, from input suppliers to the grower, does everything they can to get the planting season over as quickly as possible. Instead of slowing it down so farmers can do it right, they all rush around and get farmers wound even tighter than they normally would be. Farmers also contribute to their own sense of panic by increasing the size of their planters and then driving even faster. If growers want the most perfect stands and the highest yield, the recommended planting speed is 4 miles per hour. But try getting a farmer to slow down below 6 when he has just got a new planter that seems to work just as well at high speeds as it does at slow speeds. The problem is he wants to impress his neighbors by the number of acres he can plant in a single day, instead of by how good a job he does at planting time. Ag suppliers and seed companies and crop consultants are all speed-minded too. Unfortunately, they worry more about getting it done fast instead of making sure they're getting it done right. You need to deliver the do it right and not rush message to all of your customers and their planter operators as often as possible. So when you get behind your customer's planter this season, be sure to remind them the planting window is approximately 45 days long in most parts of the country and not a week. Tell them to visualize the planting season as being 3 times as long as they think it is. That attitude alone will help farmers take more time in planting so they can do as many things as close to perfect as possible. His goal should be to raise 30 to 50% more yield each year over the neighbors who rush during planting season. That is a significant advantage for what little bit of extra time it takes to plant the crop at a slower pace. After all, your customer will be harvesting and getting paid for his crop this fall, not his neighbors. Take a look at how planting speed can kill yield in this bonus section of this lesson.